Okay, my name is Crystal Lange Kuz. That's KRYSTLE Lang, LANG, Kuz, KUHS. I'm assistant professor of medicine here at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Yeah, so this information on the HPV, is that something of a specialty for you or cancer or?
Yeah, so yeah, my entire research focus is on oral HPV infection and the cancers that it causes in the oral cavity.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been conducting that research for some time, or is it a relatively new study?
No, I've actually been doing it for the past 5 or 6 years. So I started working at the National Cancer Institute, and over the last year and a half, I've been working on it here at Vanderbilt. So I've been working in the Department of Otolaryngology with the head and neck surgeons here at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And we've been working on it. Yep.
All right. So it might be good to begin with some defining a few things. Why don't you define mm-hmm. the HPV for me?
So HPV is a DNA virus that can infect 6 anatomic sites within the body, and it can also cause cancer at those sites. So it can cause oropharyngeal cancer, cervical cancer, vaginal, vulvar, anal, and penile cancer.
Yeah, yeah. All really nasty stuff. Okay, so, yeah, to say the least. All right, so your note indicated that that there are some regional differences with regard to the HPV rates. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Oh, so absolutely. So recently it's been reported that in the U.S. we're seeing a rapid increase in the incidence of oropharyngeal cancer. So oropharyngeal cancer is a type of head and neck cancer, and HPV infects the tonsils in the back of the throat as well as the tonsils in the base of the tongue. So we're seeing an increase of these cancers, particularly among young white males less than 60 years of age. And actually, the southeast region of the U.S. has the highest incidence of this cancer in the country. Now, the incidence for oropharyngeal cancer for both men and women in Tennessee is more than twice the national average.
Yeah, yeah. Remembering that, you know, that there may be children in the audience when this story is played, maybe something about the various ways that this cancer can be contracted.
So this cancer can be contracted in several different ways. So this particular study suggests that men are at higher risk for developing an oral HPV infection. And it also showed that individuals who smoked more than 20 cigarettes were at higher risk, and also those with more lifetime sexual partners.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that one of the leading causes of this is individuals performing some type of oral sex. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing an increase in oropharyngeal cancer that sort of coincides with the sexual revolution in the U.S. So during that time, it was more common to have more sexual partners. Oral sex also became more common. And we think that is why we're seeing this large increase in this type of cancer now.
Yeah. And is that increase occurring in an aged population that would indicate that it does have a connection to kind of the sexual revolution of the 50s, 60s?
Absolutely. So I have to admit, nobody really knows exactly the natural history of how oral HPV infection then eventually leads to oropharyngeal cancer. But I think the working hypothesis right now is that when individuals are young, you know, in their early teens and early 20s, and they have and they start their sexual debut, they become exposed to the virus. And then that virus stays latent within their body for several decades. And it isn't until that virus is present for several decades that it eventually leads to cancer then when those individuals age into their 50s and 60s.
Yeah, yeah. So Vanderbilt is starting to see a number of patients in that age range?
Absolutely. So the median age for contracting this cancer is in the 50s, and we have seen about a 3,000% increase in this type of cancer at Vanderbilt since the 1980s. which is very similar to what we're seeing nationally as well. We treat about 100 to 200 of these cancers a year at Vanderbilt, and in the state of Tennessee overall, we see around 400 cases annually.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I think that's probably all the questions that I have. Are there other aspects of this that you think we should discuss before we stop? Anything else about the numbers, for instance, that really jumps out at you?
Absolutely. So I'd like to caution that although we are seeing a rapid increase in these cancers, particularly in the Southeast region, oral pharyngeal cancer and other HPV-associated cancers are typically still considered rare cancers. So I don't want anyone to be alarmed at this quite yet. And there are things that we can do to prevent these cancers. So it's important to note that the HPV vaccine can protect against oral HPV infection, and it can also protect against infection at the five other anatomic sites where HPV causes cancer. That includes the cervix, vagina, vulva, anus, and penis. Now, it is important to note that currently the southeastern region of the U.S. also has the lowest HPV vaccination rates in the country. So it's very important for both boys and girls in our region to receive the recommended two doses of the HPV vaccine to prevent these cancers in the future.
Yeah, and at what age do parents need to be talking with their child's doctor about getting that vaccine administered?
So the age that's recommended is currently 11 or 12 years old, and the reason that that's the recommended age is because we want to get children vaccinated prior to sexual debut, because once they're exposed to the virus, the vaccine can't do anything to help an individual clear the infection.